Michael, let's go to your question, and then we'll get to Paul.
Yes, you mentioned B12 today, but I haven't heard you mention about the B12 that you, take or sniff or whatever it is to get past the brain barrier.
I hadn't heard of a B12 sniff. I've heard of oxytocin sniffing, all right, and that's used in a lot of research studies, and that gets right in pretty good. But I'd have to look up and see if there is a B12 sniff. There probably is, and I just don't know about it, sir.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I wanted to ask you about the hydrogen peroxide that you clean the catheters with and so forth. I was the one that talked to you several weeks ago about catheterization. And I was wondering, with your arsenal of everything else you use to keep the bugs out and the germs out, is there a solution of that you can mix up with distilled water and drink it?
Well, you know, one can drink low percentage hydrogen peroxide. If we drink a high percentage hydrogen peroxide, oh my goodness, we're going to burn our tongues and our esophagi and all the way down the stomach and so forth. But there's actually books out. There's one you might look up. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen. It's written by what I consider to be a reliable source anyway. And that author, and I'm sorry I've forgotten the name, I haven't read it for a while, but it's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen. Anyway, that author talks about using very low percentage hydrogen peroxide and the health benefits of that. And it's down around 1 or 2%. Even the 3% stuff that's sold in the store really should be diluted if one is going to swallow it, sir.
Okay, also, I was thinking along the same lines, you know. I was found by a urologist to evidently have something in the bladder that made it look old to him and kind of cracked and so forth and so on. Like it was urine that maybe didn't have the, had too much acid or something in it.
Yes, sir.
Does this make sense?
Well, it's a possibility. Now, for people with kidney failure, taking a teaspoon of, no kidding, baking soda, otherwise known as bicarbonate of soda, which, of course, would alkalinize the urine, has been found not only to alkalinize the urine, but to slow the progression of kidney failure, just simply because it's alkaline when it's coming through. And, of course, that would offset acid urine. So that's one possibility. The other thing is that any lining surface of the body depends on higher doses of vitamin A than other surfaces. And I've worked with people who have bladder lining, lung lining, and so forth problems. And on the list of things to take is always at least 50,000 units of vitamin A a day, which is only dangerous if one happens to be a fetus. But for an adult human, 50,000 units is quite safe, and it does help with lining tissues.
Okay, I've got some of your vitamin A here, and I use 2 drops a day of it.
That'll get you to 25,000.
It's MICELLIZED.
Yep, takes 4 drops of that to get to 50,000, sir. But again, okay, it's quite safe for adults.
It would take 4 drops, okay. Also, you know, thinking along the same line with that catheter, if there was something that was bad in that area, while you had the catheter in there, why couldn't you take the hydrogen, dilute it, and inject it into the bladder?
Again, it's better be dilute, and I'd check with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to talk to you about your particular circumstance. But if one is diluting it at 3% down to 1%, one would probably be okay, but I'd still check with a natural medicine doctor on that, sir. Okay, well, we got to get on to Paul, sir. He's been waiting, too.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Well, thank you for calling. If you got more questions, call us back next week.